Cynthia Green Libby played the oboe, with Peter Collins at the piano. Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramatte wrote a fine concerto for bassoon and orchestra, which we'll hear next. Sophie was born in Moscow in 1899, but spent her early childhood in England and France. Her mother worked as a governess in the Tolstoy household, and it is conjectured that Sophie's father might have been Leo Tolstoy. She received her earliest piano training from her mother, a pupil of Anton Rubinstein, and later at the Paris Conservatoire. She studied violin with Jacques Thibaud and Bronislaw Hubermann and composition at the Prussian Academy in Berlin. Her debut in Berlin was made at the age of 11 when she performed, are you ready for this, Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata on the violin and then his Appassionata Sonata on the piano. Eckhart Gramatte concertized on both instruments until 1930, when she gave up her performing career to devote herself to composition. She married the expressionist painter Walter Gramatte in 1920. They lived in Berlin, Spain, and Vienna. Walter died in 1929. In 1934, Gramatte married the art historian Ferdinand Eckhart. They moved to Winnipeg, Canada in 1953, when Ferdinand was appointed director of the Winnipeg Art Gallery. The concerto for bassoon and orchestra was composed during the composer's final years in Vienna. Although the concerto was greeted with grudging approval by the New York critics after it was premiered there, the composer remarked that bassoonists were very happy about the piece and glad to have something in which the orchestra doesn't choke them. And this is indeed a great asset of the piece. The bassoon can project above the orchestra and has both virtuosic and very expressive and lyrical passages to sing. The composer's notes describe the work as a single movement, which falls into three distinct sections. Let's hear it now with Vincent Ellen Bassoon and the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, Simon Streetfield, conductor. Thank you.